welcome to the fourth episode of Unapologetically Overcoming, the podcast. I'm your host, Jess Marie. Today's episode is going to be a little different than the last two episodes. I do not have a guest today, but I'm going to be talking briefly about my diagnosis and journey with bulimia. So today's episode comes with a trigger warning. Please be sure when you're listening today to take care of yourself. Pause this episode if you need to. Breathe, drink some water. Or if you find that it's too much for you, just skip it altogether. I was first diagnosed with bulimia about 10 years ago, and my diagnosis came fairly quickly after I realized something was going on. Looking back, I think prior to my diagnosis, there definitely was behaviors going on that I just didn't recognize. But when I started purging, that's when I realized that I needed to get some help. So I did reach out to my doctor, and he diagnosed me pretty quickly with bulimia. He actually did want to send me to an inpatient facility at that time. I was also dealing with some mental health stuff, but I didn't go because I was a single mom at the time and I needed to take care of my son. So instead, I started going to a dietitian and nutritionist. I don't see the dietitian anymore, but I do still see the nutritionist about every 3 months. She's a really big help. She's been a huge help throughout my journey. I look forward to those appointments with her, just checking in. We talk about things, and it's a really big help. The other thing that really helps me kind of stay on track is just regular therapy. That's a huge help also. I do want to touch briefly on some of the stigmas and myths that are related to eating disorders. There's a lot of them, but just a few that I think are the most common that, you know, people need to recognize is that people choose to have an eating disorder, and that's absolutely not accurate. A lot of times, someone may choose to do other things in the beginning, such as restricting their food intake, binging and purging, obsessively exercising, and then those things can turn into an eating disorder. Another common myth about eating disorders is that only white females develop them. That's also not accurate. They occur across all genders, races, ethnicities, cultures, geographic areas, and socioeconomic statuses. They can affect literally anyone. Another common one is that an eating disorder is an attention-seeking behavior, which is also not true. And something else that I've heard a lot myself is that people of a quote-unquote normal weight couldn't possibly have an eating disorder. And I've actually had people say to me in the past, you know, you're not overweight. Why do you have an eating disorder? And that really is not reflective of why someone develops an eating disorder. A piece of advice that I would give someone about an eating disorder doesn't necessarily have to do with the eating disorder itself. I just think it's to be aware of and be accepting of the fact that all bodies are normal. They all come in different shapes and sizes, and no one body is better or worse than another. We're not all made to look the same. We're not all made to, you know, wear the same size clothes, and it's okay if you're not the same size as someone else. And I know it's hard to not compare yourself to other people, but you know, it's really important to recognize that you are who you are for a reason, and just because you don't look like the next person, that's okay. So if you've listened to the first two interviews that I did, You will know that I usually ask my guests at the end of the episode to share a favorite quote or inspirational message. So something that I want to share before I wrap things up just really has to do with loving your body for everything that it is instead of hating it for the things that it's not. Because something I've realized, especially over the course of my treatment, is that what you may hate about your body, someone else may wish they had. And that's across the board about even the way you look or abilities that you have, skills, strengths, all of that. So it's really important to recognize that, you know, you're worthy just the way that you are, and none of those other things matter. And it's not easy. I know that. It's taking me a long time to get in that mindset. But, you know, it's an important reminder. So lastly, I just want to say that there will be some resources in the episode description for the National Eating Disorder Association, just in case anyone needs that information. I want to thank everyone for listening. And as always, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, and be unapologetically you.